I hope you recognize that theme song, Madison, North Florida. All those that are listening by computer, it's time for Let's Talk About Jesus with Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. We're so glad to be broadcasting right here on WMAF, and we're so glad to be streaming through WMAF's homepage to those of you who listen anywhere in America, anywhere in the world by computer. We're glad that you have discovered this radio station. We're glad that you are able to consistently listen to the Word of God because of it. Praise God. So we're excited today about the subject. We're excited about talking to you today about the God of wonders in just a few moments. I don't know if there's anyone out there that needs any help from above, but I sure do. And I'm sure glad I have a God that has a track record of coming through, not just way back in what we would term Bible days. Friend, I want to tell you, we're still living in Bible days because God is still alive and well, and He still watches over His Word to perform it. Praise God. And to confirm it. Hallelujah. Well, I want to talk to you just a few moments about our webpage before we go to the Word of God. If you would like to visit our webpage where you can download sermons or excerpts of Let's Talk About Jesus, some of the broadcasts are there available to you. Some of the recent studies that are there for you to download. So if you would like to visit our webpage, and I would suggest Google, one of the big search engines, that you just type in THCOG, that stands for The Holy Church of God. You can abbreviate, just type in those letters, THCOG. It will take you to our homepage. You can see a statement of what we believe, our basis for our ministry, according to the Scripture, who we are, what we're all about, and you can download sermons if you would like, and you, in particular, you can download some of the recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. And our media minister, who we appreciate so very much for the technology that he has brought to help the gospel go forth, has added to our webpage podcast, which simply means a simplified downloading of sermons or music or any kind of a digital information on the web, anything that, and it's not just for iPods. You can use that for your iPod. You can actually download an episode of Let's Talk About Jesus onto your iPod, but not just iPods alone, but any MP3 player can have this audio media transferred to it. A podcast is an RSS feed that is published for anyone who subscribes to it, and there is a URL link on our homepage. Now, all that may not make sense to you. That's why I'm glad we've got a media minister. But for those of you that are computer savvy and you want to download this for your something for your personal archives or to take for someone else to hear, you can do that very easily now as we continue to utilize the technology of the 21st century to broadcast and publish the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to say this before we begin our study. I remember back in the day, literally, when we moved from the old tape recorders that I used to make radio ministry on, the old reel-to-reels, to cassette tape. How much we thought that was so advanced when we could use a cassette. And God has kept His Word as we have endeavored to reach out for His honor and glory. He's kept His Word to watch over it, to perform it. He's kept His Word to send His Word places we would never dream, could never imagine. God is indeed a God of wonders. And we may talk about that a little bit further, about the supernatural assistance that is available to us as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not just the technology, but the supernatural part, because we're going to do everything technologically possible to get the word out. But the Lord is going to take it from there, and He's going to do the supernatural. We're going to do the possible. He's going to do the impossible. Praise God. Amen. And the improbable as well. We love him today, and we got such a list of testimonies to the greatness and the goodness of our God. Amen. I want to begin reading today on the subject, the God of wonders, from Psalm 78, verse 1 through 4. And it says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done." We will not hide them from their children, the New International says. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders that He has done. What are these praiseworthy deeds that the psalmist has in mind? In verse 9 through 72, the psalmist tells us exactly what the deeds and wonders he has in mind. See, God has always been a God of wonders. God has always been a prayer-answering God and a covenant-keeping God. I'm so glad there is a scripture in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, that says of Jesus that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm glad for the scripture in the Old Covenant that declares that our God, the God of Israel, is a God who changes not. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to read quite a bit of scripture today from Psalm 78, because I want to clarify without any misunderstanding, misconception about our great God, that He is a God of wonders, and we need to continue generation to generation to declare, amen, what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, and what the Lord will do, if we will trust Him and look to Him with all of our heart. What are these wonderful deeds that He has done in the national life of His and personal life of His covenant people? Well, in Psalm 78, 13 through 16, it says, "He divided the sea and led them through. He made the water stand firm like a wall." Verse 14 says, "He guided them with the cloud by day and with the light from the fire all night." Verse 15 said, "He split the rocks in the desert and gave them water as abundant as the seas." Verse 16 says, "He brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers." And Psalm 78, 23 through 29 said, "Yet He gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Men ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. He let loose the east wind from the heavens and led forth the south wind by His power. He rained meat down on them like dust, flying birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp all around their tents. They ate till they had more than enough, for He had given them what they craved." Psalm 78, 42 through 55 said, "They did not remember His power, the day He redeemed them from the oppressor, the day He displayed His miraculous signs in Egypt, His wonders in the region of Zoan. He turned their rivers to blood. They could not drink from their streams. He sent swarms of flies and devoured them, and frogs that devastated them. He gave their crops to the grasshopper, their produce to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore figs with sleet. He gave over their cattle to the hail, their livestock to bolts of lightning. He unleashed against them His hot anger, His wrath, indignation, and hostility, a band of destroying angels. He prepared a path for His anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave them over to the plague. He struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the firstfruits of manhood in the tents of Ham. But He brought His people out like a flock. He led them like sheep through the desert. He guided them to safety. I'm in verse 53 now. So they were unafraid, but the sea engulfed their enemies. 54, thus he brought them to the border of his holy land, the hill country his right hand had taken. He drove out nations before them and allotted their lands to them as an inheritance. He settled the tribes of Israel in their homes. Look what he did to get them out of Egypt. Look what he did to take them through the wilderness experience and to bring them into the safe haven that would be their home. One thing is undeniably true about our God. Our God is a God of wonders. He's the mighty one of Israel, and he is mighty to be praised. Praise God. I told this recently in the context of one of our Sunday morning teachings. I want to tell it again today on the radio. A little boy came home from Sunday school, and his mother asked him what he had learned that morning. Well, mother, we learned that Moses went behind the enemy lines and freed the Israelites. Then he took the army engineers and built a pontoon bridge across the Red Sea. Then when the Egyptian tank division started to cross over the bridge, he called in air support and the dive bombers and blew them to bits. His mother was outraged and said, "Is that what your Sunday school teacher is teaching you?" The little boy looked down for a moment and finally said, "Well, no, Mom. But if I told you what she said really happened, there's no way you would believe it." Friend, the truth is, as unbelievable as the biblical accounts of the works of the mighty God that we serve is, in Old and New Testament, there's no reason to doubt them nor to try to explain them away. You know why? Because our God is a God of wonders, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to Simon Peter's first sermon in Acts 2, 22 and 23. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God have you taken, and by wicked hands slain." I want to read that again. "A man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you." Oh, hallelujah. Friend, I am so glad when I pray I actually expect answers. I expect this God of wonders to come through. I expect him to confirm his word as I preach with signs following. I don't believe God has changed. He said, "I'm the Lord God of Israel, and I change not." I do not believe that Jesus Christ has changed. I believe the Jesus that walked on the sandy shores of Galilee walks in the midst of the candlesticks. I believe he is present when believers assemble together. This Jesus, praise God, this unchanging God, this consistently faithful Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. "Where two or more of you gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And I believe that the Jesus that's in the midst of us is the same as he was yesterday. And he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow, and the next day, even forever. Praise God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 through 36, David gives thanks unto the Lord for the praiseworthy deeds that he has done. I'm going to begin reading with verse 7. It says, "That day David first commanded to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks unto God." Verse 8 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those that seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. O descendants of Israel, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob for a decree, to Israel for an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no man to oppress them. For their sake He rebuked kings. Do not touch My anointed ones, and do My prophets no harm. I'm going to take this scripture and stop for just a minute. And preachers have almost claimed an exclusive, but His anointed ones are simply His covenant people. And then, of course, don't do His prophets any harm. But the anointed ones are not just privileged preachers in pulpits, but the covenant children of the Most High God. It says, sing unto the Lord in verse 23, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory, verse 24. Follow it on down to the nations, His marvelous deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord hath made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him, strength and joy in His dwelling place. Ascribe unto the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe unto the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe unto the Lord the glory to His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Are you still with me? Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them that say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing. They will sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God our Savior. Gather us, deliver us from the nations, that we might give thanks to Your holy name, that we might glory in Your praise. Praise be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen. Praise the Lord. That's verse 36. I'm telling you, I don't much have to preach. That psalm is doing all my preaching for me. Praise God. David just did some preaching today in the Psalms. Oh, this God we serve is such an awesome God, a God of wonders. I've made some statements, and listen to me. I'm including our church, our ministry. I'm including myself in this statement. So this is not me standing up, speaking in any condescending, overly critical way. I want to see the God of wonders come through again. I want the New Covenant Church to have the same testimony as Old Covenant Israel, when they were right with their God and they trusted Him and not the arm of flesh. God consistently showed Himself to be strong in their behalf, and He did the supernatural. You can't serve the God of the Bible and not believe in miracles. You can't even pray for the building fund and ask God to answer it and not believe that miracles are for today. Because a miracle, simply explained in the dictionary, is a supernatural intervention in the normal course of human affairs. If God blesses the offering or speaks to someone to give in that offering to help us do His work, He has intervened in the normal course of human affairs. That means the God of wonders has to work His wonders to answer a prayer for anything. Praise God. And we shouldn't limit him to the building fund, praise God, or to the offering. We should expand our faith to include every mighty thing that seems so impossible to man, because the scripture says the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. All things are possible with God, and all things are possible to him that believeth. If it's in accordance with his will, God is still mighty to save, mighty to deliver, mighty to answer in prayer. Have you ever heard of a healing taking place? I could tell you of many, but this particular Baptist preacher stands out to me. And it happened some years ago, but on January 17th, 1993, Dwayne Miller was teaching on Psalm 103 to his Sunday school class at First Baptist Church in Brenham, Texas. Dwayne had prematurely retired as a pastor 3 years earlier because of a virus that had destroyed his vocal cords, reducing his speech to a raspy whisper. As Dwayne taught this class that January day in 1993, he had a special microphone resting on his lips, and he reaffirmed his belief in God's healing power, which did not end with the book of Acts. If you were to listen to that tape today, you could barely understand his words in certain spots. But a miracle happened when Dwayne got to Psalm 103 and verse 4. He said, and I quote, "I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences." On the word pit, Dwayne's voice changed a bit. It was clear as a bell. He paused, startled. He began again and stopped. His voice was normal. The class erupted in shouts of joy. God completely healed Dwayne. Even he was declaring the truth of Psalm 103. He talked about a pit experience. Friends, you may be having a pit experience. David said, "He delivered me from the horrible pit." I don't know what the horrible pit is in your life, but I know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the God of Israel that lifted David from the miry clay is able to lift you, even if he has to reach way down to do it. I'm declaring unto you, the God of wonders is alive and well today. Praise the Lord. Let me read Psalm 103, 1, 2, 3, and 4 to tell you what was happening in that church, what they were saying about God when God came through. David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with love and compassion." Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you in a pit that you think it's so deep that God can't find you, so deep that God can't reach you? Are you in a circumstance so impossible you don't believe anything can ever change because we haven't seen the God of wonders up close and personal in a long time, or maybe never? I want you to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob exists fully in the person of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. That God that came through in David's day, that God that parted the Red Sea, amen, for Moses, that God that mightily moved to keep his word to Abraham, that God exists today, and he hasn't changed at all. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to make a statement here from Newsweek magazine real quickly. There was an article, May 20th of 2000. Kenneth L. Woodward wrote this in Newsweek magazine. He said, a year ago, Tyler Clarenshaw shuffled to the altar in a gym of Park Crest Assembly of God Church in Springfield, Missouri. It was, he thinks, probably the 200th time he had sought healing for malformed knee joints that surgery had failed to correct. Suddenly, a group of 40 other Christian teenagers encircled him and began to pray. Gradually, the whole congregation was raised to a prayerful roar. An hour later, when silence fell, a church volunteer pronounced that God had finally healed Clarence's legs. Shakily, he stood up, all eyes on him. He began to do deep knee bends. I don't even know if I can do deep knee bends, and I don't have any known leg problem. Mine is just an old problem, I'm afraid. Amen. But something he hadn't accomplished in years. Now he can run slowly. I heard stories about people getting healed, says Tyler. And I thought it was pretty cool, but I didn't really know for sure till it happened to me. Praise God. Why did God do that? Because He's a God of wonders. Exodus 15 and verse 11 says, "Who is like unto Thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Someone said miracles are God's signposts. They point to the truth of the gospel. They point to the irrepressible presence of God among us. They point to the one who, though profoundly involved in this world, is not subject to its limitations. To what we yearn for and what we draw near to God to perform signs and wonders we need in our lives desperately. The God of wonders. Praise the Lord. God can take a life tainted with sin, bound by Satan, set that soul free, cleanse it from sin, give us fulfillment like we've never known. The greatest miracle the God of wonders has ever done or could ever do is translate us from the kingdom of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of His Son and transfer His righteousness to us and put it to our account and transform our hearts until we have a bent toward righteousness instead of the darkness and sin that has deceived us and defrauded us of the blessings of the Lord in our life. I'm telling you, if you're an addict today, the God of wonders can set you free. If He can part the Red Sea for ancient Israel, He can open up the prison doors for you today. Praise God. If you're a Christian today and you're not fully free, you got things holding you back, I want to reintroduce you to your God today, that He is the God of wonders, to your Savior today, to Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You that are praying just as an afterthought, no, pray to a God who listens, whose hand's not short, that He can't stretch it forth to reach down and move in your family and move in your life. Oh, I've got testimonies to share with you of personal, precise answers to prayer. God coming through like He said He would. Make no mistake about it. I don't know what kind of church service you're having, what kind of personal relationship you have with God, but it is to be marked with a God who answers prayer. In fact, in the Old Covenant, people, they said, "Who has a God like our God?" We have it in a poster. So when you sit in the audience in our church, you can't help but see that poster based on the book of Deuteronomy. Who has a God like our God? And friend, if you don't know Him today, I encourage you, I implore you, to open your heart to Him. Don't wait another second. Invite Jesus into your life. He will break those prison bars that hold you back. He will change you from the inside out. And you, yourself, will become one of those wonderful wonders that our God has wrought and has worked. Praise the Lord. If you're a Christian today and you're facing things that seem impossible, nothing is impossible with God. And I encourage you to take your stand on His Word. Hallelujah. That He might come through for you and your family. And that His name might once again be exalted and glorified. Because God gave us a Bible. He gave us His Word. And it is His promise to confirm His Word with signs following, and He never retracted that promise. Hallelujah. Well, we love you today. Why don't you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.